speaking more specifically on that topic. You have to take into consideration changes in the default or the changes out of your creditworthiness, the credit ratings, the credit spreads are taken into account, foreign exchange rates. And this is all building up to the fact that there are these other factors that are included for effectiveness and ineffectiveness. So if you have an instrument such as a treasury lock that's only hedging the risk-free rate, but your underlying exposure is LIBOR plus a credit spread plus this plus that, you're going to have ineffectiveness in your calculation. A couple things can happen. One, you'll still remain in the 80 to 125 bands. You'll be okay for hedge accounting, but you'll have some ineffectiveness in P&L. What I've seen with a number of my clients that are truly doing this analysis in the technical sense is that they get blown out of the water in the 80-125 rule, and they actually have to take the mark-to-market of the derivative just in the P&L and no tracking OCI whatsoever. This is a big, big issue related to the financial markets industry, financial services company, but it's also a big issue related to corporate debt, because if there are different, obviously, credit ratings between the LIBOR swap and whatever you can issue debt at.